made it to, it's midweek Wednesday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Glad to be with you. I think we're going to have a pretty decent day, although a lot of clouds out there. Starting the day off, well, once again, a little on the cool side, right at 50 degrees. More about the weather, that coming up in just a little bit. We aren't very far away. This year's 9/11 Memorial Ride, hosted by the American Legion Riders, Frank Star Post 47, that takes place this coming Saturday. The kickstands will be up at 9/11. That'll be down at the Super One parking lot here in Colville. If you're interested in joining in on that ride, you're welcome to be down at the parking lot. We'll go down a little early, around 8 o'clock. Coffee and donuts will be there, plus a group photo before they depart. The ride will make its way around the eastern region, winding up with a memorial service at the Chewila Legion Hall. That ride expected to take up to about 6 hours. That coming up on Saturday. Well, this is a topic we have covered in the past, but Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife wants to make sure everyone is aware of chronic wasting disease. With the hunting seasons coming, it is the wildlife question of the week.
Hi, I'm Malia DeVivo, Ungulate Research Scientist for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. We get a lot of questions at WDFW, including several lately, about chronic wasting disease, known as CWD. With hunting seasons approaching, we want to remind you how you can help prevent the spread of CWD into and throughout Washington State. CWD is a fatal illness of deer, elk, and moose in North America. CWD is caused by an infectious protein that is transmitted directly from animal to animal or indirectly through contaminated environments. CWD has not been detected in Washington to date, but has been found in either wild or captive cervids in 31 states and 4 Canadian provinces. WDFW is very concerned about the spread of CWD and started a systematic surveillance program in 2021 in eastern Washington and has tested nearly 1,100 deer and elk since the beginning of the program. For this upcoming hunting season, we need your help to slow the spread of CWD. If you harvest a deer or elk in eastern Washington and submit it for CWD testing, you might win a special multi-season deer tag. WDFW is partnering with backcountry hunters and anglers to encourage people to have their animals tested. Pending a decision from WDFW's director, 100 multi-season deer tags will be given out in a random drawing in April of 2024 to people who have their harvested deer or elk tested during 2023. So if you want to be entered into an exclusive drawing for one of these special multi-season deer tags for the 2024 hunting season, go to our website and find out how you can submit a CWD sample. Check out the CWD page on the WDFW website at wdfw.wa.gov/CWD. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking a question. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
They say seeing is believing. With Stearns & Foster, that's only part of the story. They handcraft every Stearns & Foster mattress using the finest materials like indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming telecoils for a beautiful mattress and indescribable comfort every single night. Take a test rest on the new Stearns & Foster mattresses, now available at Saunders Furniture, because a good night's sleep doesn't have to be just a dream. Saunders Mattress Gallery, downtown Colville.
A frightening moment at the Washington State Fair, caught on camera, posted to social media, one of those videos captured by Diana Johnson. This caught the eye of some half million people on TikTok. The work crew, they were able to get everyone down, people on a roller coaster ride. They say stayed calm, didn't panic. Didn't look like anyone was in imminent danger. Didn't look like anyone was like going to fall out or anything like that. The roller coaster cart got stuck. Apparently, it struck the car ahead of it at a high speed. Some of the people on it shocked and confused. Well, the Wildcat coaster is back up and running after that incident on the opening weekend of the fair. The protocols were followed to get the guests safely off the ride. They were evacuated and evaluated by medics. The carnival owners still investigating the exact cause, but they do have safety protocols for all of the rides. They go through testing before they open to the public each day. That incident, they had the coaster back up and running by Sunday morning, but then it was shut down, but had nothing to do with the safety, with breakdown. The ride does get shut down during rain, and when it started to rain, they shut the coaster down. Might appear to be broken down, but it was not. The Washington State Fair, that is open through the month of September. Six people are dead. It was a violent weekend in Seattle. That puts the city to more than 50 homicides already this year. The neighbors to the latest scene say, this hits a little close to home. Someone says they came back from their friend's house and seen a body and it didn't realize it was one of their friends just laying there. The man had been found dead. A homicide detective started their investigation after officers found him about 6 in the morning. And there was evidence of a shooting. The investigation, plus others from the weekend, puts the tally of homicides, well, it is getting up there with the record, which was last year. Last year, for the entire year, there were 52 homicides in Seattle. They are now at 50, a suspicious death. A man found dead in the 4th Avenue Northeast area. Another homicide investigation. A man fatally shot at a senior living apartment complex in Seattle. They also are investigating. A man was shot and killed in Lake City. And and of what is going on in the Seattle metro area these days.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
The Colville volleyball season started last night. Ended up with a loss to Deer Park in 4 games. Deer Park winning the first 25-22. Colville came back to win game two, 25-23. Then the Stags won the third and the fourth games, 25-15 in those final two games. Coming up next for Colville, going to be down at Medical Lake on Thursday. So did not get the start that they wanted for the season. Colville volleyball dropping in four to Deer Park last night. We had the volleyball action on KCVL. Coming up Friday, it is going to be Colville football. They will take on North Central. That is going to be at Cheney. We'll have that starting at 7 o'clock, maybe just a couple minutes before 7. That'll be on KCVL Friday night. Whoa, man, the wheels fell off. It not a good night for the Mariners last night. Nick Martini came off the bench, hit a game-tying three-run homer in the eighth inning. The Reds come from behind. It was a 6-1 game with the Mariners ahead. Cincinnati Reds win 7-6 last night. Well, the Mariners were leading the American League West, not anymore. Julio Rodriguez hit two home runs for the Mariners. They have lost three straight. It was a comeback win for the Reds. They have a major league leading 44th come from behind win. The Mariners drop to second in the American League West. They take on Cincinnati. They are third in the National League Central. That's coming up this afternoon, 2:30. It'll be the Mariners taking on Cincinnati, and then they head south down to Tampa Bay. Take on the Rays tomorrow. Looks like Logan Gilbert going to start this afternoon for the Mariners. That'll be a 92.1 KCRK 2:30 pregame. Mariner baseball. Well, hanging on a wall in the Seattle Seahawk indoor practice facility is a banner listing the names of players and coaches responsible for bringing the franchise their only Super Bowl title. Bobby Wagner's name is on that banner. He is one of only two active players still in the league from that Super Bowl team 10 years ago. After a one-year stint in Los Angeles with the Rams, Wagner is back with the Seahawks for his 12th season. He still remains one of the top inside linebackers in the NFL, and he returns to Seattle in what likely will be the last chapter in a possible Hall of Fame career. The Seahawks, they open their regular season. That coming up on Sunday. And the Seahawks open against the Los Angeles Rams. 11 o'clock pregame on KCVL. It was back in December when Mike Leach passed away. Washington State poured out memories and love for the former Cougars coach. Coaches, players, fans shared their favorite moments from the way he pioneered the air raid offense to his insistence on a goofy personality. Well, this coming Saturday, when the Cougars host number 19 Wisconsin, the Cougars will do a T-shirt giveaway to the students. They get shirts with a WSU logo on top of a pirate. A nod to Leach's swing your sword mantra. Washington State coaches also going to wear the shirts in some capacity. Dickert says coaches and players will take the field with flags honoring Coach Leach. Cougar football, that airs Saturday afternoon. We'll have it on KCVL, pregame at 12:30. WSU Cougar football all season on KCVL. A look at today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Colville Auto Repair, your local Napa Auto Care Center. They provide expertise in everything they do. Whether you need a routine service, a check engine light diagnosis, or a major mechanical repair, you can count on them. Colville Auto Repair. They'll do it right. Make your appointment. Call 509-684-3581 or visit them at 505 South Main. Pretty much cloudy skies as we start the day off. Gradual clearing, a high of 76 this afternoon, 40 overnight. Sunshine, 77 tomorrow. We're expecting back up to 80 degrees, sunshine Friday, 83 Saturday and Sunday. Still sunshine, 82 on Monday. Sunshine, but down to 77 for a high Tuesday. Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in Dodge, Ford, Chevy, diesel repair and maintenance. Find out more. Give them a call, 509-684-3581, or stop by the shop, 505 South Main. On this midweek Wednesday, no wind in Colville. The barometer at 30.05. And, well, we're up a little bit now, 52 degrees as we get underway on this Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter. Really glad you could be with us. Certainly feels like fall, and it's getting light a little later and later. But hard to believe everybody back to school now and into, we got to call it into the fall activities.
Now time for another Otis Advisory.
In the time before everybody drove around with their windows rolled up all the time and men didn't put their hair up in mouse ears, things were a whole lot simpler to understand, like how walls work. Well, if you didn't already know, here's how to tell if a wall works or not. Let's say you're walking down the street when, boom, you run into a wall. What's the first thing that happens? You stop. Well, that wall just worked. Let's review what we've learned. Walk down the street. Walk into a wall. Stop. That's kind of it. Glad I could help clear that up. Now, let's say you are in El Paso, Texas, a place where walls aren't allowed. Not because they don't work, but because they're not hip. You don't need a password, a battery, or AI to make a wall work. It just stands there all day keeping you out. Well, that's too easy. Now, the Orange Man wanted to put up a big wall all along the Texas state line, but the Grek people said, "No way, Orange Man. Walls are too simple and could be offensive." I don't know, but walk up to a wall and stop still works pretty good at my house. How hard can this be? But now look, if it's trauma you want, just get Kamala to show you her bunions. One of them already has a timeshare going on. More on that later. This your Ace in the Hole, Uncle Otis, a false and dangerous narrative. And I'll see you on the other side of the razor wire at the Peace Mall.